720 WGN. It is on the map. It is Dane in for Dave tonight. And I don't know how exotic our travel locations are going to be, but you know what? Sometimes, especially with gas as expensive as it is, you're going to want to stay close to home. There certainly is plenty to do here in and around the Chicagoland area or in our neighboring states, and excited to have. Now, this has been an exotic location that has been right here in our backyard for so long. It has been, I think, around since, I think the building was 1893, maybe 1933 Fort. And this is a person with a really big job, excited to have online, the head curator for the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry, the one and only Dr. Vula Saridakis. Dr. Saridakis, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, you have got a great job. As a kid, it was one of my favorite places to go. I would dream about getting to go to that museum. You could never see it all. There were sort of the hits, the highlights, you know, whether it's the coal mine or the U-505 or the jet plane or even the guy that's kind of like sawed in a bunch of different places. I always loved to see that. But as the curator, as much as you want to maintain that history and have those things that people look forward to coming back and seeing and showing their kids, you got to keep it, keep it fresh, right? With new things coming up. So talk a little bit about some of the things. You've got a couple things happening here. You've got the costumes of Paul Tazewell. Talk a little bit about that and why you're excited about that new exhibit.
Sure. So this is the crafting character, the costumes of Paul Tazewell. And it's the first exhibition dedicated to the work of Paul Tazewell. He's a visionary award-winning costume and fashion designer. He's worked in film and TV and Broadway. And you may be familiar with his work in Hamilton. He designed the costumes in Wicked and Harriet, the movie, West Side Story. Such an incredible amount of work that he's done with these costumes. And we're able to highlight the creativity and innovation behind all of his iconic pieces and sort of explain all this to our guests, you know, this creative arc and journey that he has taken from a very young age all the way to today.
Is it one of the things where you look at the value that you can bring by showing the costumes? Everybody's seen the movie, seen it a million times. I mean, I think my daughter's seen Hamilton so many times, but to be able to see some of the costumes, see some of the things come to life in front of you where you can maybe not touch it, but you can see sort of how it's made and the workmanship behind it. When it comes to some of the things that you have, was that the thought process, is that you wanted to be able to tell maybe a little different kind of perspective on some of the things that people see but maybe not notice?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right, the nail on the head, because we work closely with him, and he always wants to bring his costumes to life. He wants his costumes to be able to transform the actors, and that's what we're trying to demonstrate through this exhibition. And so the idea is not to put these costumes on like static mannequins that are just going to stand there, but to give them some motion, to show them in motion, as well as the costumes. And it's a multimedia experience. It's in our new immersive Griffin studio. And there's overlap between the movies and the clips from the movies, the costumes themselves. And it's all guided through his own words and vision.
Wow.
So that narration really gives this amazing behind-the-scenes view of these various, you know, costumes and his large art of work. It's just amazing. It brings the costumes to life, like you said.
Yeah, and some of those things that have been there forever, those are going to stay. Some of these exhibits, you know, they're going to be here for a while, get a chance to see them, maybe see them again, but you want to see them before they leave. That one is going to be in through September 7th. The other one that you had still staying on the movie theme, I know that resonates with a lot of people. One of the biggest hit blockbuster movies out there, Spider-Man Beyond Amazing, the exhibition. I feel like this one is maybe, there's some teachable moments built into all that action-packed fun?
Oh, yes. I mean, it has been incredibly popular, this exhibition. It's all about celebrating the history and legacy of Spider-Man, all the way from when he makes that first comic book appearance in 1962, all the way to today, where we have the Spider-Verse and Spider-Gwen. And it's just amazing how that universe has expanded and the mythology behind Spider-Man. And a large part of that success comes from, you know, representing the life of this teenager. He's a regular teenager with real world problems. And that, I think, has made him so relatable over the decades.
Yeah. I mean, and the movies are so entertaining for sure. And there's a lot of scientists too, because they are scientists that are involved with this little bit of science. And of course, you know, you want to have some teachable, preventative spider bite moments too in there, right? So you don't.
That's right. Or so it could be a good thing, depending on how you look at it. But you're right. I mean, there's so many real world applications of STEAM that really is meant to inspire guests of all ages. And, you know, even Spider-Man, the technology that he uses, the villain book, too. They're mad scientists in some cases and have their own tech. But it's also, because we are a museum of industry as well, it's teaching about the comic book industry, the movie industry. People get that behind-the-scenes view of not just the comic books, but also the folks who are behind the creative ideas and the illustrations as well. And then they get, at the very end of the exhibition, an opportunity to try a little bit of art themselves.
It's so big. I mean, this is such a big job that you have. I cannot wait to talk with you again. And, of course, get out there and see those exhibits, the one that we've talked. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And, Doctor, before we let you go, is there a website or where people get more information and get those tickets and come out and see you?
Absolutely. You go to GriffinMSI.org. And when you go to GriffinMSI.org, you're going to get to see all of the dates and tickets and time availabilities. And that's the best bet, is to plan ahead and know before you go.
Yep. Spend about a week there. Dr. Voulas-Haradakis, thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you.